some memories of Streatham with Jim McManus. So you were saying, Jim, about queuing for the cinema?
Oh, well, I remember we were trying to get through. There was a film, called Just William, and it was hugely successful. And the theatre was, the cinema, the ABC in Streatham Hill, was round the clock, round the block, with kids getting queuing up to that. And I remember, because I remember there was the word "bloody towel" was used, because they built a thing in the back gardens, and they called it the Bloody Tower, because the Tower of London was known as the Bloody Tower. And I think it was about as clumsy, if you can imagine, as if somebody got a bit of cardboard and shoved it over the bottom part of the screen, and they turned the sound off just before he said, we're going to take you to... And afterwards, we're going to...
So they edit, they censored out?
They censored out the word bloody.
Right.
And that was for the ABC Saturday morning picture.
Well, they literally turned the volume down.
Yeah, they turned the volume off. Yeah, but they held a piece of. They even have a piece of card up in the thing, so you couldn't see the action.
Oh.
So even if you couldn't even lip read.
Right. Oh, so on the projector
they shoved a piece of card in front of you.
Projector.
And I just think, if you really think back about it, you think some of the things you hear now, the Bloody Tower.
I know.
And
you went to school in Streatham, didn't you?
Yes, St Andrews. St Andrews, and the primary school attached to the Catholic Church. The big one is the parish church was St Leonard's. That was C of E. There was a convent attached to the priest's house was attached to the English martyrs, so I went in with the English martyrs, and I was at the Catholic school was by Streatham Common, still there, St Andrews, and I remember this. What they talk about now, they say school dinners. You don't know you're alive these days. I actually got taken before the headmistress, Miss Bowles, caned, and then, because it was a Friday, Friday fish, and we used to then have to go walk in a. We didn't even know it was called a crocodile, but we just told it, walking in twos, up to the English Martyrs from St Andrew's School, where we would then have a service of benediction, which is the blessing of the host. And on that, because of that, I had to make the journey that afternoon and walk through Streatham, and they considered it was a terrible situation I was in, because I had to walk in this sort of crocodile with the other children, holding hands probably, and carrying my lunch, which had been fish and mashed potatoes. What we would call concrete mashed potatoes, and just hideous. I wish we could have pictures about this. Hideous mashed potatoes that, when you put your finger in, as you pull your finger out of the mashed potatoes, the crater that your finger had left in the potatoes would vanish, as the potato assumed its proper form again. And I was really a bad boy from that, because I had to then carry my manila envelope from the headmistress's office but they put the remains of my school lunch. It was not called lunch in those days. It was still dinners, and I had to take it home to my mum. In this brown envelope, and to show her what a wasteful stun she had.
They'd put the food in the envelope.
They'd put the food in the envelope from the school dinner's tray, and I had to carry. I had to walk through up Streatham High Road to the English Martyrs, and I had to leave it. They didn't make me take it into the church. They were wise enough about that, but it was waited for me in the places where you sold the Catholic newspapers and that sort of thing afterwards, where you got your books and your literature. And I had to collect it afterwards and then take it home to my mother, which it all took a long while. This was a late school dinner. But then the time we got it back to my mum, who lived in Clapham Park.
So you travelled from Clapham Park to Streatham to the school?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, quite a distance.
Yeah, and then we had to walk back to the English Martyrs, and then I had to bring this envelope, big envelope with all this fish and chip lunch, fish and mashed potato, pom potato they were called. They were a creation of the devil, so then the thing is, my dad was, he was working in London, and he came home that night, and my mum said, "Oh, Jimmy's had to bring his lunch home, bring his dinner home." That was it. Jimmy's had to bring his dinner home. It's all in that envelope over there by the draining bowl, to prove what a wasteful child he's got. She had a funny little smile about her face while she was telling us. And my dad took one look at it and he said, "I don't know whether the cat will eat. If he does, that'll be good for his dinner."
You were telling me one time about the trams.
The trams, yes.
In Streatham, you remember the tram.
He said, "Try not to get you lived in fear of your bicycle wheels going down the tram lines,
because
right. That would have been suicide." And there was another. The streets in those days were wood blocks. Everybody used to love that idea because they were resurfacing the main road, and where the trams were, there was wood blocks. There were wood blocks, and they were all soaked like tar. They were tar, and so when they were resurfacing the road, everybody in South London seemed to suddenly discover they had a pram left over from the war, which they all produced. We were the same. We were all produced and went down to where Tesco's is now, and behind that pub, and there'd been and that's where the resurfacing stopped when the trams come down the hill. The resurfacing work, the road was all pulled up, and then the new bricks were put down. But the blocks that the old road surface was made were tar, wood bricks, but soaked in tar.
Mm.
So if you get about two or three of those and whack them in your, with no such thing as a smokeless zone, you that would, one of those blocks would burn for half a day.
So people took the blocks and put them in their fires?
Yeah. You could get enough blocks, about half a dozen blocks, that would do you fuel for a week.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the London was thick with fog.
Mm.
I mean, I was young. I'm old enough to remember the killer fog of the 50s. I'm not surprised that we're there, but that's all what we used to put on our fires in the 40s. Because there was all this, you couldn't get, as soon as they'd ripped the road up, there was other kids would be there with the prams. I was one of them. And getting these tar blocks. I'm rambling now, I'm sorry.
It's all right.